Some of America's most popular chocolate bars, your Baby Ruths and Butterfingers, are about to get an ingredient makeover. Food giant Nestle says it is removing artificial flavors and coloring from all of its chocolate candy products in the U.S. And as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, the move is part of a broader push by food companies to meet the growing demand for natural ingredients.
If you're someone who's begun scanning the fine print of food labels and wondering what exactly is red dye number 40 and why is it in my food, you're not alone. Renee Shudders, who's the mom of two kids, realized just how many people were concerned about artificial colorings when she started a petition asking candy makers to take them out.
There was a lot. I mean, I was really surprised.
She got more than 100,000 signatures, many coming from parents like her who believe that artificial food dyes contribute to their kids' hyperactive behavior.
And a lot of people are just like, why does it have to be artificial dyes? Why can't you use the natural colors? It doesn't change the product.
It seems that big food companies have been listening to these concerns. Nestle, which is one of the largest food companies in the world, has announced that it's reformulating 75 recipes, removing artificial flavors and colorings from all of its chocolate candy products. Here's Nestle's Leslie Moore.
Well, consumers have been telling us even recently in some market research that artificial colors and flavors are becoming a decision factor when they're making food purchases.
So what kind of makeover will the Butterfinger candy bar get? Well, Moore says its bright colored filling, which is currently made with a mix of red dye number 40 and yellow number 5, will be replaced with a natural coloring called annatto.
Annatto is a common natural colorant that comes from the seeds of a tree that grows in the subtropic region.
And Moore says the goal is to have all of Nestle's chocolates reformulated by the end of the year. So how significant is this move to toss out artificial colorings? Well, pediatrician Andrew Addisman, who's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics, says he sees Nestle's move as a positive step, following in the footsteps of other big food companies, such as Kraft, that have moved towards more natural colorings.
There have been longstanding concerns that artificial food coloring might affect children's behavior, and there's indeed some research to suggest that it can have modest effects.
At least among kids who are sensitive or already prone to hyperactive behavior. Now, some studies suggest that kids with ADHD may do better when they cut back on all processed foods, including ones with artificial food colors. So Addisman says an important point here is that just removing artificial colors from candy bars does not turn them into health food.
They may be high in fat and high in sugar.
Two things that many kids may be better off eating less of. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.